What's the name of our podcast?
The Friendship Quest.
What an interesting name.
You're so welcome.
No one suggested it. That's the thing. We came up with this name all on our own. It just presented itself.
Surprise attack.
To our minds. We didn't get many name suggestions, to be fair, after you posted your first TikTok.
No, we didn't get many. But that's okay.
That was okay.
We're the Friendship Quest. We are two friends on a quest for the answers.
To the answers for everything.
Everything.
And anything that you may ask.
And if you have something that you need answering, you let us know. It can be absolutely anything, as long as it's not something like, what is life? Because I'm not.
We're not going that deep.
That's
come on,
too
it's
far
supposed to be
me.
Fun, guys.
And also enjoy, possibly if you can hear it, our new waterfall feature.
Water feature in the background, courtesy of our plumbing, which is an interesting situation we found ourselves in. This house is very old, but here we are.
We're hoping it will add to the relaxing atmosphere of our podcast.
Yeah, this is going to be a nice, relaxed show. Hello! And welcome. Sorry, I got a bit excited
That was not relaxing.
Counterintuitive to the relaxation.
Yeah, can't just say it's relaxing and then shout. What's our question for today, John?
Our question is, what is the best superpower?
Ooh. Could be divisive.
I think it's quite a good topic to start with.
Yes.
Because it's very broad. Everyone's thought about it. And it's sort of quite relevant in pop culture as well. So we're down with the kids.
Wow.
What do you think? Because a lot of people in your TikTok series want you to talk about Marvel films as well.
Yeah, so, and we can possibly get into that a little bit today.
A little bit.
Because, obviously, that's a huge part of Marvel.
And, yeah, superheroes are cool. They didn't used to be cool. I don't know when they started being cool.
That is very true.
Like, they used to be the nerdiest thing possible. And to some extent, they still are. In certain circles, like if you read comic books, you're still a bit of a nerd, you know.
And that's okay for you to say.
That's okay.
Because you also read comics.
Because I read comics sometimes.
I read some sometimes.
I'm
not
the biggest. Yeah, I'm not the biggest fan of superhero comics. To be fair, I think
I've never tried to read one. So.
There are some good ones, and I've often found that, you know, the superheroes in the comics are much more interesting than the ones in the films. Because the films are very mass appeal, aren't they?
Yeah.
I think that's the thing.
So I think we should start off and introduce our opinion now on what the best superpower is. And then at the end, we'll come back to it and see whether our opinion has changed in our research.
A nice little callback.
And you can let us know either through my TikTok or our email, which we now have, and we'll let you know that at the end. Which your favourite superpower is, and give us a reason. And maybe if we get some next time, we can
introduce
them,
bring
that back. So if you send us that, we might read it out on the next episode and have a little talk about it.
Should we plug the email at the start as well? Because
people
might not get through the whole thing.
I mean, it's quite easy to plug, to be fair.
That's true. It is thefriendshipquest@gmail.com.
All one word, obviously.
All one word, all lowercase. It doesn't matter what case you do it in.
Yep.
But The Friendship Quest, email us, please.
Yeah.
We'll give you answers through podcast form.
Woohoo.
Ooh. It's exciting.
John.
Yes.
My favourite superpower, and to be honest, I'm not sure I would budge off of it, but we're going to see. I think the best superpower is shapeshifting.
You know what, Katie? I'm going to have to agree with you there.
It just is.
Shapeshifting is the best superpower, and I have so many reasons why I think that's the case.
Okay.
And I've thought about this a lot.
Okay. When we get to shapeshifting, we'll go into it in more detail, I think. But
yeah,
that's the opening there. I just think shapeshifting is the way to go.
And if you think otherwise, you're wrong.
Is there a, like, Marvel character, like, in the MCU? There's not, like, a big Marvel character that shapeshifts.
I don't think
there's
so. I'm sure there is. We're going to be wrong now.
In X-Men, because Raven.
Oh, yeah.
I guess.
Character that can shapeshift.
I'm not mentioning DC just because I don't know a lot about DC.
See, I do have some DC love. I haven't watched hardly any of the DC movies, but...
Oh, so Miss Marvel, that's very interesting.
Ooh,
because there's going to be a movie or a TV...
I think it's the TV show. So this is the new Miss Marvel, Kamala Khan.
Right.
Who is a younger version of Miss Marvel.
But yeah, iteration. So Mystique's on there, or Raven, whatever, from X-Men.
Yeah, so there's polymorphs, and there's, like, you know, megamorphs. Like, Ant-Man obviously changes size, so that's a bit of shape-shifting.
Yeah, I guess. It's just not the same.
Well, general shape-shifting is such an overpowered power that obviously no one really has it.
Well, Mystique just sort of a shape-shifter? Like,
I think she can change her appearance, but I didn't think she could... Or maybe she can at some point.
Oh, I'm not sure.
But she's unable to change mass.
Oh, yeah. That's very interesting. She's
limited to human forms and unable to change mass. So that's like Mystique.
Oh.
And there's Changeling as well, which is another example.
Yeah.
So she's very good at, like, disguises and all that.
Mm.
And that's very useful. But she can't make herself more powerful necessarily.
I think it's very interesting that what we would both determine as number one, the best superpower, is not present in the biggest sort of superhero market at the moment, which is the MCU.
That's true, but I think it would make a very boring story because they have no weakness necessarily.
I mean, Loki's on here.
Oh yeah, I mean, Loki, that's the thing, when you get into gods and stuff, Loki can
but
do
but Loki doesn't do it in the MCU.
No.
Does he? Oh, he does a bit, actually. He does at the start of Thor Ragnarok.
I haven't seen Thor Ragnarok.
We should watch that together anyway.
Right. Let's get into some other things. We'll discuss some pros and cons of other superpowers. But if you search, Google is very good because if you search superpowers, it gives you all of them.
Just so many. But it's kind of hard because there's not really an all of them, is there?
Yeah, you could. I mean, you can invent any superpower.
Yeah, it could be anything you want.
But obviously, everyone has sort of fixed ideas. So the first one they've listed is telepathy. Which is pretty cool. However,
I just don't think it's worth it, mate.
No, I think it's difficult. It depends how selective it is.
As an incredibly anxious person who spends all of my life worrying about what other people are thinking.
That's the thing. I
don't need it.
I would like to know at certain times what other people think, but there's times where you definitely don't.
I just don't think I should have that ability. I think it would just be a disaster.
What about, like, telepathic broadcasting? Like, you can send out messages to whoever, but you don't have to transmit your thoughts all the time and you don't read other people's thoughts all the time, you know?
Right.
So it's like you can communicate with your friends via your mind.
I've
without...
got a phone.
Yeah?
I could just
Is that going
to
be the recurring theme? All of these superpowers have been replaced by technology.
But you don't have that with shape-shifting.
No, true. Not yet.
Not yet.
That's the dream. Well, that's the interesting thing. Telepathy is one of those powers that one day could be real.
No? I don't need it. But if you look at, right, this is a great segue because at time of recording, the trailer for Chaos Walking just came out, which is a book series I'm obsessed with, and it's going to be a movie which has Tom Holland in it. And one of the premises is that the people on this planet can hear each other's thoughts.
Yeah.
All the time, your thoughts are constantly on display.
It's very noisy.
And it is a problem. Like, they want it gone. They do not want it. And that is my issue with telepathy.
Okay. I mean, I think that's a valid criticism. I think one day... That's the thing, though. It could be possible. Like, we've already been able to, like, sort of scan people's brains. Like, obviously, we have technology that sort of reads people's brain waves. And, you know, there's some mild way that you can input... Like, onto a computer, you can input information just by using your mind and stuff like that. I reckon one day we might get there.
Mm-hmm.
However, that also makes it slightly lamer as a superpower. It's slightly less cool with the fact that it could be real.
Yeah, telepathy is very low down on my list.
There's no magic to it. Ooh. Moving on.
Okay.
Then you've got, like, psychokinesis, which I'm guessing telekinesis. Is telekinesis or, like...
Right.
Well, telekinesis is, like, moving objects, and I think psychokinesis is more like... The picture they've got here is a guy bending a spoon, so I reckon it's
my,
like,
dad can do that.
What, just by looking at it?
No, but he does know how to bend a spoon.
I've done that in the past.
I just remember him showing it to me as a child. I don't know why I remember that.
I mean, it's a great trick, but it's not that interesting. I like the idea of telekinesis, though, just, like, throwing people around or, you know.
Oof. I was more thinking, like, I could bring objects to me. You know what I'm like. I sit on the sofa and I'm like, everything is too far away, and it's literally, like,
that's
the
dream.
Corner.
That's, like, the Harry Potter sort of... That's the main appeal of Accio. Of Accio.
Is that how you say it? Yeah, I feel like Accio. Harry Potter fans are going to come for me.
It's not Accio.
Okay,
that's
good.
That's very wrong.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's generally useful, but it's also not that cool. And strictly, like, thinking about it, surely, like, the amount of matter you can lift and move would be limited by your strength or something like that.
Mm.
You can't just have unlimited sort of moving of objects, otherwise you'd be...
All powers have limitations. They have to, because otherwise it just doesn't work.
Well, that's true, and I think that's one of our problems with shapeshifting, is that all of the characters have severe limitations.
Yeah, well, imagine just having telekinesis and no limits on it. Like, I shall bring this building to me now!
Well, like, any of your enemies, you can just, like, throw them at whatever speed you want, killing them instantly.
Yeah
no, that doesn't work. So it's all right. It's a fine. Bit boring.
It's better than telepathy.
It's better than telepathy. Rate it higher than telepathy.
Yeah.
Right, moving on. Strength. Superhuman strength.
Oh, it's just so boring.
It's kind
of boring. I don't need it in my life, Captain America.
Or the Hulk. What about the Hulk? He's superhuman strength. That's his power, isn't it?
Yeah. At least there's something interesting going on with him. Sorry. I'm not the biggest Captain America fan. I just feel like he throws a shield around and is just generally like, I'm a good person.
His powers are boring, definitely.
Yeah, that's my
Hulk's
problem.
Powers are kind of more interesting.
Yeah.
And there are a few other, like, notable superhuman strength characters. People like Drax in the Guardians of the Galaxy.
That's true. At least he's got bands.
That's true. But But those people are only really useful because they're trained fighters, you know.
Yeah, you've got to have something else to use.
They're just sort of an extension of human form. And again, that's one that could be possible with,
People don't want someone to just be... Well, actually, to be fair... I was going to say, people don't want other people around to just, like, lift heavy things. However...
I mean, it'd be very useful.
That would be quite useful.
Yeah, exactly.
But
it's
boring.
It's boring. And one day we might develop... Because none of them are, like, natural heroes, are they? They're all, like... Hulk got exposed to radiation, which gives him strength, and Steve Rogers was...
injected with
He had
stuff.
Super serum or whatever. Super soldier serum, which is kind of boring, isn't it? Let's face it. It's cool to some
extent. It's not bitten by a spider, is it? Am I right?
Okay, so Spider-Man, he's an interesting one, because his powers,
they
change.
He's got all sorts going on.
He's got all sorts going on, and they all sort of make sense, which is what's so appealing.
Yeah. Get yourself some branding that means you get, like, loads of different superpowers that are useful, not too overpowered, but it makes you look cool and fits your theme.
Yeah.
That's good branding.
Because he has the sort of super strength... like of a spider, right? That's the idea. So he's generally just fit and can punch people, and that's cool.
And he can travel really far, really fast, because he can, like, throw webs out.
Well, some Spider-Men can't. Some spider people.
Well, I'm sorry, I don't like those spider people then.
Well, like, some Spider-Man incarnations, he makes the web shooter, right? And then some of them he just shoots
out of his
skin. Right, either way he has it.
Yeah. Okay, well, as long as he can swing around buildings.
I know, but are you counting that as the superpowers?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. No, he's got some cool stuff. I don't know why certain spider people have certain powers. Like, I don't
Spider know... sense, that's pretty
spider
cool.
Spider sense is good, that's interesting. Spider sense, you got your strength, you got your climbing walls and stuff with the little pricks on his fingers, which makes me uncomfortable.
To look at.
A bit creepy.
Yeah.
I don't understand why Miles Morales has electricity. It's cool, but...
It is cool.
I don't understand where it comes from, unless it was an electric spider, like an electric eel.
Well, it was a weird spider, wasn't it? Because it was from, like...
From a different dimension.
Yeah, so he's got dimension powers.
Ooh. But I like that idea of taking on animal characteristics. I think that's almost akin to shapeshifting.
Could incorporate that somehow.
Selective shapeshifting.
Right. Teleportation.
It's got too many problems.
Does it?
I think so. Like,
okay.
It's too problematic. It depends what it is.
I do think that's quite a, that's like a number one choice for people, teleportation, because then they just say, well, I can go somewhere instantly. And you know what? I would use that every single morning
to work. What if you accidentally teleport into someone or something?
Then I'll be like, oh, sorry.
Oh, sorry.
And I'll go about my day.
We're now both dead.
What?
Like,
why would you be
if you
dead?
If you teleport inside someone else's body...
I thought inside someone.
No, but like if you're overlapping, that's like...
But if you... Right, no.
What
like,
happens?
I'm saying... Right, I'm saying I wake up in the morning, I get ready for work, but I get to sleep longer because I don't have to get the bus, right? Because I'm going to teleport to work. if I just said, look, you to my manager, you know, like, right, I'm going to teleport into work in the morning, so I need a space that nobody else goes into and I can teleport into there. Boom,
okay,
done.
Yeah, fair enough.
Sorted.
That's actually really smart.
Yeah, thank you.
However,
that's what I'm here for.
It still could go wrong, which is my problem with it. I don't get how it works.
I would risk it all to avoid getting the bus. Thank you.
Yeah.
That's my speech for today. I don't want to get the bus anymore. I mean, want to wake up before 7 a.m.
It is cool. My only other worry is that the only other thing with teleportation is because the Earth is moving.
Right.
The Earth is spinning, right?
Yes.
The Earth revolves around the sun. The sun is zooming through the galaxy. The galaxy as a whole is moving through space.
Yeah.
And the universe is expanding around it. So we're moving at like a ridiculous speed at all times, but relative to the Earth. So if you teleport, does it account for that?
Obviously
you say, yes, it does. But then like, it's...
I didn't say that actually. What I said was, I don't know.
Obviously in pop culture, teleportation accounts for it, but there's no reason why it should. That's the danger.
Well, that's getting a little bit technical for me. Yeah. I don't care. I want to get to work. And Aldi.
One of the two important places in our lives, especially in lockdown, is work and Aldi.
Yes. Teleport in, grab
some
bread.
Could you teleport things with you?
I'm going to say yes. Because I want to teleport my shopping.
Otherwise, you just teleport everywhere naked.
That's a good point. Hadn't thought about that.
Yeah. You have to teleport into a set of clothes they prepared for you at work.
Do you know what I should just do?
What?
Learn how to drive.
There you go. Don't need it. Don't need teleportation.
That's what I should
get
do.
Get a car.
Okay. Next one. Invisibility.
I think it would be kind of cool, but it depends.
I'm not sure what it would be useful for necessarily.
So one thing that's a problem with invisibility is if you're invisible, then light just passes through you, so it won't go in your eyes. So you wouldn't be
Why
able to
you
see.
Why you gotta get so,
Listen.
Like, funny about it? I'm saying I'm gonna turn invisible, I'm gonna walk around like, oh, you can't see me. And then when I want to be visible again, I'll be like, bam, you didn't see that coming. Not random stuff about light.
Okay, I'm sorry, I thought about this. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you should be.
I like the idea of selective invisibility, but
I like the idea of it. I'm not sure
it's just
necessarily
kind of creepy.
And
I don't think it's not that great in a fight unless you're already super strong and you can like disappear.
Yeah, you need something else going on. That's the thing. Take Miles Morales again,
yeah.
Who can turn invisible.
Spider
very
Boy.
Useful because he's got other things going on.
That's true. It's not very good on its own. It's not useless, but it's not great on its own. But as part of a set, it can make you real powerful.
Yeah, so that one's okay.
I like it.
X-ray vision? No, thank you. Bad. Why would I need it?
Yeah, that's kind of like a suit. I don't know anyone else other than Superman who has that ability.
And what does he do with it? I don't know a lot about Superman.
He looks inside a building and sees who needs saving or something like that.
Oh,
it seems kind of...
Open the door, you know.
I don't... It's just like, how do you... Where does it end? How many layers do you see through?
Yeah, it's just... It
do you
can't
see through
well,
clothes or do you see skeletons?
Well, it's X-ray vision.
What,
so you're surely going to see both. Bones.
I guess so, yeah. But it just seems problematic on so many levels.
I just don't see the need. I just don't open it or walk
also,
into the building.
Is it like getting an X-ray? Like, do you have to... You get overexposed to radiation?
Yeah.
That'd be a problem.
Yeah, that would be a problem. Not a fan.
Not a fan.
Flight.
Pretty cool. Let's face
it. I do think that would probably be
That's
pretty
gotta
cool.
Be...
And it solves your teleportation issues.
Yeah, exactly. I'd much rather fly than teleport.
Yes.
Because I think, well, depending on, like, if I have to, like, put in loads of effort to fly, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I personally am scared of heights.
Oh.
but...
I'd have to get over that real quick.
Yeah. I feel like if it was, like, you're instantly, like, able to fly, you're capable of flying, rather than, like, you have to learn the intricacies of it. I think if I had the power of flight and I had to learn how to do it, I wouldn't be able to make myself do it because I'd be too scared. But if I had the power of flight and I was just like instantly like a bird, like off I go, woohoo, fine, absolutely. Because I trust myself not to fall.
Yeah, I'd see that. I'd still learn to fly if I had the choice. I think that's just a cool addition. We just need it.
If I got over my fear of heights, I think I would, but...
You could always like fly low to the ground.
like dusty in planes.
Like dusty. Like dusty in planes. He got over his fear of heights.
I literally don't remember him doing that in that movie. I don't know. I assume he did.
I think he just got by with whatever he was doing.
Yeah, whatever. I don't terrible care
movie.
About him.
Planes is a terrible movie. If you disagree, tell us.
They already have in my TikTok comments. Okay, so flight, pretty solid.
We like it.
You get places quickly. It's fun.
The problem is if it like requires loads of energy, like if it takes so much out of you, like you can only fly for a minute because you get so tired doing it. Because I imagine I imagine it's a physical thing, you know?
Yeah, probably.
But even then, you could train.
And I'm not sure logistically how it would work unless you actually like had wings, and then that's weird. Do you know Angel in X-Men?
Yeah.
That was a bit weird.
It is a bit weird. Or like... Skelleg.
I don't know who that is.
If you've read Skelleg, it's a weird book. It's about an angel that some guy finds in his shed.
Right.
I can't remember anything else. He had wings, it was bad.
Shed, okay.
I quite liked it.
Next superpower.
They've put time travel on here, but I don't think that's a superpower.
I guess it depends how you do it. So, you haven't watched Umbrella Academy, have you?
No.
So, number 5 in Umbrella Academy, his time travel powers are definitely superpowers.
Okay. There are lots of, I think, it's
but
a big umbrella
it
term.
Just causes so many issues.
I'm
Why
sure.
would you ever do it?
I mean, yeah, we're not the first to talk about all the problems with time travel.
I'm not getting into it. I just think it's stupid. Don't do it. No.
Saying no to time travel.
Absolutely
I think it incurs similar problems to teleportation.
I think it's way worse.
And probably, yeah, even worse. Because it is like teleportation, depending on how it works, it can be like teleportation to like a previous time, you know?
Yeah, you're just going to cause so many issues.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Stop
right.
it.
Oh, God. Immortality.
That's not a superpower. That doesn't mean... Well, I guess anti-aging. Like, you never age. That's just genetic. That's just boring.
Immortality. No, you don't want it. Once again, I don't ever understand when it like characters and things are like craving immortality and like that's their arc is that they want to be immortal. No, you don't.
Yeah.
No, you don't.
I mean, immortality could be a cool power if you've got the faculties to go along with it. Like, if your body and your mind are ready for it. And you're obviously like there are
forever?
There are super beings. Okay, you want an exit option.
Yeah. Thank you.
I wouldn't mind living for a few hundred years if I could keep all my memories, you know.
No.
We long for death.
I don't need it. Jesus. Why is empathy on here? That's not a power. That's just what we have.
What am I, or like,
not everybody. Like,
what if you could sense what anyone else is feeling?
Oh, absolutely not.
It's like telepathy.
I don't need that. I already feel too much as it is. Why would I want to feel what other people are feeling?
Is it Mantis?
Mantis,
yeah.
No.
In Guardians of the Galaxy. She's got kind of cool powers because it's like emotional manipulation, right? But also it's not a superpower because it's just like her species does that.
Yeah, I guess it's a power.
It would be a power for
I
us.
Just
I kind of like
it. Imagination also not a superpower. Why is that on there?
I don't know.
Get it off my screen.
Leave.
John.
Explosion. We're getting into a weird realm of things.
Yeah.
Spiderweb is a power now.
Okay,
Iron Man's armor.
No. Not a power.
Reality warping, that's a stretch.
Oh my gosh. So is that like Doctor Strange?
Potentially, yeah. Or, like, Thanos was his reality stone, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
So I guess it's more like illusions.
Oh, terrifying, to be honest.
It's almost too powerful.
I think that's too much. Too far.
Too far. I guess it's, like, shape-shifting the world around you.
Oh.
Oh. So by some extent, it's really cool.
It is cool, but it's a bit... It's just... Oh, let's calm down a little bit, you know?
Yeah, I get it.
Is there a different place that we can go to look at these? Because this is getting weird
this
now.
This is getting weird. I found this
super
article.
Super speed.
Ooh.
Didn't come up there. But that's quite a like common one to come up. And I am obsessed with Quicksilver.
Quicksilver is
I
cool.
I think he's epic.
Quicksilver's scenes in the X-Men movies are like the best
so
parts
good.
Of those movies. Yeah.
And it's Evan Peters. And that's a tick for me.
I don't know who Evan Peters is, but...
A phenomenal actor.
It's a tick for me too, then.
I think it is Evan Peters anyway.
Evan Peters, Two Tick Peters.
But I do think super speed, pretty cool.
That is pretty cool. I think it might have some problems. Like, what if you...
For me, it's kind of like flight, but I get to stay on the ground. So okay, we're sorting out my issues there, you know? I'm getting places quickly.
Imagine if you had flight and super speed.
Oh.
Is that too much?
That's like, I don't want to zip through the air that
quickly. I think, well, Quicksilver is an interesting one because it's less super speed. Oh, I don't know. Like, there's the Flash show. I haven't actually watched it.
I don't know anything about Flash.
I've read one or two Flash comics, and they're interesting. Flash has, like, so many different powers because he can move at super speeds. Like,
right.
He can vibrate through walls because his atoms move fast enough to, like... It's a bit weird, yeah.
Okay.
And obviously his punches and stuff are super powerful because, you know, he can move his fists at super speed or whatever, which seems a little overpowered at some points. But also in the show, I don't know. I haven't watched the show. I'm not an authority on The Flash. But I'd say Quicksilver is more like he slows down time around him. Like, obviously that's supposed to be the effect of super speed, but it's like, I think there's a difference between like running real fast and like...
But he is running real fast.
Well, he is, but it doesn't make, like, you know, it's exactly the same as if he slowed down time.
I don't know what your point is here.
I don't know.
Super speed is cool. Moving on.
Okay. growth. No, oh, stretching. Boring. Stretching is boring. It's just
weird.
A level.
Shapeshifting.
How is this? So this website has
out
put
20.
Yeah, it's ranking the top 20 superpowers, and it's put shapeshifting at 16.
Yeah.
Well, they're talking about like Mystique or Beast Boy. Who? Are
but
both...
like even in Mystique, like that's cool. Why is that not cool? I mean, ideally, I would like to shapeshift into animals. I think
Why?
That'd be epic.
Is there something there? Do we need to go into this?
What?
Can we break down the psychology?
I don't know what your face means now. But I don't know, because then you get like, you can see the world a lot different. Like, shapeshifting into other people,
It's cool though.
It would still be cool,
I'd
but
love
it's like,
to, like
less interesting.
Yeah, I'd love to disguise myself as different people.
Than being like a ferret suddenly.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think animal shapeshifting is cool.
Or being a bird. Now you've got the power of flight.
Exactly. Let's go back to shapeshifting, because it's the best power.
Here we are.
Because you can do anything. You could shapeshift, depending on what extent of shapeshifting you have.
I
right?
want to be a dinosaur.
okay.
Imagine if I was just sat next to you and I was like, John, I'm going to be a dinosaur. And then I just became like Stegosaurus. Not sure that's the dinosaur I would choose,
no,
but
I mean,
maybe a raptor. Ooh, that's
ooh,
cool.
That would be scary. Would you like increase in size? Would you like increase in size as well?
Yeah, I'm going to be a raptor.
Yeah,
John.
But you could be like a small raptor. So like Mystique,
okay.
Like we were saying, Mystique's, she can't change her mass, which is important.
So I would be a human-sized raptor.
Would you? I mean, that's a pretty good limitation, because if you can like just create as much mass as you want, that would cause all sorts of problems, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but like, let's say I was going to be a cat. Would I have to be a human-sized cat?
Ooh. I mean, maybe you could be, you could reduce in mass, but not increase.
Okay, yeah, but where does that mass go?
Well, that's the problem.
Because that's why her limitation exists.
One of my physics teachers at A-level had loved to play this game where we named a superpower and he'd tell us why it was physically impossible.
Yes.
Which was a great game for crushing our dreams. And shapeshifting was obviously what I said to be my favourite superpower.
It's because it's the correct answer,
because it's the
yes.
correct answer. But the biggest problem is, when you change mass, that's a huge amount of energy, because E equals MC squared, as we all know. That's a huge amount of energy that has to either like come from somewhere or disappear. So if you're like shrinking down, losing mass, you have to set off that energy around you, like atomic bombs.
Do they try and explain that for Ant-Man at all, or do they just shrink him?
But Ant-Man has like he's got those Pym particles, doesn't he? He's got the...
Oh,
he's
right.
got some special physics that makes him exempt from normal rules,
okay.
right? I think that's the gist. So ooh. It's a bit naff.
Could you shapeshift into inanimate objects?
I think that's the most boring application of that power.
But could you?
Potentially, yeah.
Like, maybe I would just want to be a table.
Yeah. Why? I think that's boring.
I don't need to explain myself to you. but maybe one day I might wake up and want to be a table.
That's a sad life. That's not happy.
Just for a day. I'm not saying I'm going to be a
table. For a whole day? You want to be a table for an entire day of your life?
Would it not be intriguing?
You only have so many of days left.
So many of days. There's,
you have only so many of days. Don't be a table.
If you became a fly...
Okay.
Flies have very limited lifespans.
Correct.
Would you die?
Oh... I don't know. So this is my thing about shapeshifting. What I imagine as the ideal is that you can like manipulate the cells in your body, right? It might be difficult to do, but somehow you can do it.
Yeah.
So you can change yourself into other animals, you can change your characteristics, you can, you know, change your biology so that you have wings, for example. Mm. As a human, you could have wings and just fly around.
Okay.
You know, you can just change any part of you. Right. Sort of like chimera, like... The chimera was an ancient Greek animal with loads of different parts. And, like, some people have, like, chimera powers where they can, you know, I'll have my giant hawk wings and my eagle's talons, and that's my fighting power.
Right. I'm not sure that's what I think of when I think of shapeshifting.
No?
No. I'm not necessarily saying, oh, that's not shapeshifting, but for me... I just don't think that fits what I imagine the superpower as.
You'd rather be a table.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying, do I have the option?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Okay.
But I'd say, I think in like, if you're the way I'm saying it, the cell shifting, then you probably couldn't. You could become something that like was biological that looked like a table, because obviously you still got to be alive, don't you?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, because surely I need like my brain and my heart or whatever.
Otherwise you could have like a glamour sort of superpower where you sort of disguise yourself as an illusion.
Yeah.
You could illusiate yourself. That's not a word. You could become a table, like, you know, that would be kind of cool.
What is the application of shapeshifting?
Not to become a table. Like, that's what I'm saying.
Don't just come back to this point. Okay, I said it, we're moving on. What is actually useful about shapeshifting?
I think a really cool thing is if you could shapeshift any part of your body into anything, is to say, like, if anything you need, shapeshift part of your hair into it and then cut off that bit of hair.
Okay. But
I've thought about this a lot.
If we're going back to, like, standard definition of shapeshifting...
Yeah.
Like, you become either a person or an animal or whatever.
Okay. Yeah.
What is the application of that?
Disguise? You can disguise yourself. You could if you can, like, become a bear and fight people as a bear, that's pretty cool. You can escape if you become a fly. You know.
Yeah, but for me, because it's not just about, like... If I was in a superhero movie and I need to fight people. Yeah. I'm also thinking about my real life here, yeah.
Well, that's why I think the cell manipulation idea is cool. Because any disease you have, you can just shapeshift out of your body. You know?
That's just not...
Yeah. If you have a cold, you just shapeshift it out of your body.
No.
Is that not right?
No, that is not a thing.
It's like ultimate body cellular manipulation. That'd be cool. You're not happy on
no,
that.
No, I'm not. Because I just think it would be fun, but I'm not sure how I'd use it in my real world. I'm not going to be in the classroom and then just, like, be a duck, you know?
Right, okay. Yeah, well, I don't know. You could teach your students about biology.
True.
You could become any animal they didn't understand.
And then when they don't listen to me, I can become something like scarier.
Yeah.
Maybe not quite, like, that's quite far.
Yeah, only for the real bad
Maybe
kids.
Not a tiger. I don't know what I'd become.
I don't know.
You've got human-sized a human-sized raptor.
You could just become a scarier human being.
True.
You could really mess...
I'm not a very threatening person, so that would help.
Yeah, exactly. This is the problem, though. You can, like, really mess with people, because you could disguise yourself as a kid's parent.
That's what I'm about... Wait.
Whoa.
That's not okay. Don't do that.
Don't
if
do
you're
that.
A shapeshifter,
if you're listening, but, like, you know, that would be the ultimate sort of... you could shapeshift into someone's loved ones and, like, tell them horrible things.
My God, John. I just want to be a cat.
I'm just saying that's, like, an application, you know?
Okay.
You know, I'm just saying.
Well.
It's kind of cool.
It is cool. I'm not saying it's not.
Regeneration. Could that be, like, a subset of shapeshifting? You know?
Yeah, see, what you were talking about with, like, you got a cold and you shapeshift it out, which is a load that's of more rubbish, like super by the way. Oh, that's regeneration.
So rude.
That's regeneration.
Yeah, okay, that's more regeneration.
You don't see the Wolverine getting ill.
No, that's true. Wolverine's got some cool powers. He's got, like, so many different... Well, yeah, it's mostly fine. His strong skeleton and...
Deadpool's cool.
Yeah, he's got super regeneration.
Yeah.
He can't die.
Yeah, I feel like we talked about the main ones now. It was just sort of super speed that got missed off there.
Yeah.
See, time travel, apparently... They've put time travel number 4, and I think that's wrong. Elemental control.
That's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool. Who doesn't want to be the Avatar?
Can't use it in space.
When are you off to space, John?
Well, if all goes to plan, quite soon. But I'm leaving this planet.
Elemental control is pretty cool.
Yeah, Storm is a really cool character. And anyone who can, like, yeah. If you can create fire, you can shoot lightning.
Once again, sort of endless benefits to that.
It's very malleable.
Mm.
Adaptable.
Yeah, Aang did whatever he wanted with those elements.
The Avatar. We love it.
That's a pretty cool one, actually.
You know what? That's not a bad first choice.
That could compete against shapeshifting.
It depends what sort of shapeshifting, you know? I'd say in terms of, like, raw fighting power, elemental control has the potential to be, like, the most powerful thing.
But I also think it's more... you can use it better in everyday life.
Yeah?
I'm cold.
What would you use your...
Fire.
Or you just create fire.
It's raining. I don't want it to rain. Gone.
Yeah, okay.
What else?
Yo, I mean, yeah, you could, like, really help the world. You could go and...
Yes, also know. That.
You can fly on air currents and you can...
Yeah.
You can make it rain in Africa.
Yeah, bless the rains. Okay. I think it's actually probably more... useful than shapeshifting.
It's definitely more like, yeah.
But do you feel as epic?
Also, the government's definitely coming to take you away.
Yeah, probably.
They're going to make
Whereas
you like...
shapeshifting, you'll just be like, buzz, buzz, I'm a bee now, and then, like, fly away.
Yeah, there's something very cool about that. I'd love to be a bird. I'd love to be an insect. Anything that flies. You could literally be a fly on a wall in someone's room.
Oh, why you gotta be creepy?
But then, like, are you, like, as vulnerable as a fly?
Good question.
You get swatted. You dead.
I don't know.
Depends if your mass changes.
Yeah.
If you could be, like, a really massive fly...
Oh.
No, but, no, okay, your size changes, right?
Yeah.
But you're also, like, condensed the mass. I think that's the idea behind Ant-Man. When he gets small, originally... His mass is the same.
Yeah.
So every punch is, like, super strong.
Yeah, he's, like, super strong.
But then in
the
movie, he turns super big as well, which doesn't seem to make sense.
Yeah, he should be, like,
he should be super weak.
Then.
Like, he shouldn't be able to do all the things he does. But I guess that's Pym particles, baby.
So, what have we determined today, John?
I think we've determined that... You know what? Shapeshifting, I still think, is the coolest power. Like, in my everyday life, if I could have it, I'd have it. Yeah. It's so useful.
Like Professor McGonagall.
Animagus-y type thing. Yeah. It's so cool because you can, like, any animal on Earth, if you could turn into any animal, they already have all the best adaptations to deal with any situation. You want to run a race?
Yeah.
Be a cheetah. You want to fly? Be a bird. You want to...
I don't think they'd let you in a race if you could just, like, shapeshift into a cheetah.
No, I'm not saying you win the race, but, like, you need to get somewhere fast. You know, why get in your car? Be a cheetah.
But I think the competition for me is between shapeshifting, elemental control, and super speed.
I don't think super speed would end up being that useful. Like, you'd get places fast, but beyond that, I think it'd be annoying.
That's all I need in my life.
Yeah.
Well, as long as you can, like, turn it on and off. I'm not saying, like, if I have to super speed everywhere, that's an issue. But, like, I'm always running late.
But, like, do you... When you super speed in, do you have, like... can you see everything in slow motion, or are you just like able to move fast?
No, you can see everything. That'd be a problem. I'm talking Quicksilver.
Okay, you're Quicksilver
in the
X-Men
movies.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah,
you could get out of any situation.
Yeah,
I like it.
There you go.
Top three powers.
And we've also determined that this is all a load of rubbish anyway, because none of it is physically possible.
None of it's possible. I reckon, what do you think is the most likely superpower that, like, is considered a superpower that we might get in the next 100 years or whatever? I don't know.
Possibly, like, teleportation, to be honest.
Do you think people are working on that?
Yeah.
The boffins will crack it down at the lab. I think that one has its problems, but it could be, you know. Not a bad shout. I think telepathy as well.
Yeah, but that's just so rubbish.
But we might have it. We already sort of have invisibility. Like, there's still, like, there's, like, stealth fighters and things, you know.
I specifically want to hear from people who think telepathy would be a good superpower. Let me know why, because I'd really love to hear some, like, arguments for it. Because I just think, no.
There are some movies where, like, it's like a rom-com and the male protagonist can, like, hear women's thoughts. I feel like there's a specific movie.
Ew,
it's weird.
Get away from me.
But as someone who's morbidly curious, I'd want to know what my friends thought about me.
Oh, I don't know what... There are so many times when I walk around, and because I just have, like, the loudest inner monologue in the world.
You do.
I walk around and I'm just like... thinking my things, having my conversation in my head, and I pass people
here.
And I'm like, I wonder if any of them have, like, telepathy.
That's not what I thought you were gonna say.
I do. I think, like, I wonder whether, like, anybody is out there who can, like, hear people's thoughts, and, like, I'm sat here, like, thinking these things in my head about the person sat next to me, and they can hear me. And then they're hearing me thinking, I wonder whether they can hear me. I sometimes check people's facial expressions when I think that, because if you could hear thoughts and you heard someone think, I wonder whether anyone can hear my thoughts,
react.
You'd be like, so I check people's faces.
I think real loudly at them and see what they say.
It's true, I do, but I have had no reaction so far.
You know what, I do have that thought sometimes. I will admit, sometimes I try and think something specifically, like, sort of, that will catch someone who's reading my thoughts off guard. The thought police aren't getting me today.
Anyway, so we're strange people. Good to know.
That
cool.
is good. Yeah. I don't know.
Those are our conclusions for today.
I'd want to forget everything I read off someone else's mind immediately.
Okay. Well, that's not very useful then, is it? Cool.
But imagine if you could.
No.
All right. But yeah, let us know what you think the best superpower is, why we're wrong, because we probably are.
And hit us up with any other questions that you have. We have tackled what is friendship, and now what is the best superpower?
We don't know what we're doing next. We don't really have a course. We need to figure out a plan.
It's fine. People give us their questions.
Hopefully. Cool. We'll do it. Anyway, follow us on SoundCloud, I guess. We're going to try and get on Apple Podcasts.
Yeah.
That's our goal.
And follow me on TikTok at KEHP Theatre, where I'll post updates.
Yeah.
About, like, what's happening.
And email us questions, suggestions, answers, and questions. I said questions twice.
Mm-hmm.
At email us at, what is it? The friendship quest@gmail.com. Thank you for listening.
The end.